Is it right for parents to compel their children? For example, when a parent forbids a child from engaging in dangerous activity. Now, I've answered this many times, so I will be brief. And the reason I'm being brief is that there are a lot of new people joining the podcast all the time, judging by the questions I get. So some of them I have to give a glimmer of the objectivist answer, even though these are covered at length in the objectivist literature. But in a word, certainly a parent has the right to compel, to engage, use physical force on children. He has the obligation to do so if he judges that that is a necessity of the child's welfare. The child has only one right, the right to life. The parent cannot do something to threaten or destroy his life. The child cannot claim the corollary rights, which pertain only to a rational being, and he is not yet in control of his rational faculty. So the children can't say, I have a right to do whatever I want, liberty, or to keep whatever I want, property, or to pursue whatever makes me happy. When he reaches the age of maturity, he says goodbye, and at that very moment, he is obligated to independently to support himself. Don't take objectivism. No man can use force against another as some kind of out-of-context absolute. You can use force against others in wartime. If you're arresting a criminal, and certainly against children or against dogs. So you got to know a context.